play the ball. Bradford coming up the field. The number 21 has it. That's Brandon Wilkinson. Is eventually taken to the ground. He stands up, plays his ball. Number 19 takes the ball forward. That's the fullback, Jonathan Campbell. Fifth tackle, says the referee. What will Bradford do? They're going to kick it. It's a grubber kick. It's going to fall. Oh, my word. It bounced off Agodo's legs. If he's got the speed, it's Orman dry. It's Orman dry. Yes, we're going to go over. Get over the line. Get over the lines. Come on, Kieran. Come on, Kieran. Come on, Kieran. Yes. We're over the line. Try just to line that one. Try just to line that one. If we do. A fantastic try. Hold on. Absolutely fantastic.
4 minutes to go. 4 minutes.
Oh, my word.
A try for Oldham in the corner.
It was Agodo who gathered the ball from a kick. The ball bounced forward off his shins. I thought that a Bradford player got the first, but Agodo regathered his senses. He ran about 60 metres, and in support was Kieran Gill. Kieran Gill beat several men and plunked the ball down underneath the post. Oldham going to the lead. Oldham 24, Bradford 22, well, with a conversion attempt.
Down between the posts. He was tackled about four times in that, getting the ball between the posts.
Let's hope that Scott Leatherborough can make this conversion to make it Oldham 26, Bradford 22, and then play the clock down. Ball up your shirt time. No, no silly passing, no knock-ons, no penalties. Six plays and kick the ball down into the Bradford half of the field. Right, Leatherborough, I've gathered myself again. Oh, that was brilliant. Right, Leatherborough with the conversion attempt to make the current score Oldham 26, Bradford 22.
Well, let's hope that it's been
right,
consistent.
Strikes the ball, there it is, through the post.
Got the touch, judges,
and
mark.
Over the bar. Oldham 26, Bradford 22. Bradford now. It's Bradford who are in a bit of a rush on this occasion. So Bradford to take the kick-off. We'll see what the referee can do now. So Bradford take the ball. It's a high kick. They're trying a short one, but it's gathered by Oldham. Now then, Lepore has the ball. Surely he'll go on his own. Don't pass it, Richard. Just go on your own, lad. That's it. One man rugby and then kick the ball. That's what's required at this moment in time. Adam Clay, he's gone as far backwards as he did forwards. He's just crossed into the Bradford half of the field. It's a 4-point ball game. That's Jack Spencer going forward.
He went to foul, gained as much ground going backwards.
Kenny Hughes has the ball. We're through again here. We're through again. Kenny Hughes has the ball. He puts the ball to Adam Clay. Adam Clay, 10 metres to go. Fifth tackle, says the referee. Fifth tackle. Kenny Hughes attacked in halfback. A little, that's a wise move, actually. The old head just taps the ball into touch. And Bradford get there quickly to stop the clock. So, Bradford have got a long way to go up this field. It's a scrum down. They've got
25 seconds to go.
It's only 25 seconds to go. That'll do me, David. 25 seconds to go, according to the timekeeper. 25 seconds to go, the timekeeper says. Bradford put the ball into the scrum eventually. Now, the ball's out to the scrum. Let's have a countdown. It's a good stint of tackling by Oldham. Bradford flicked the ball out. Now they're going to try and go the length of the field on their own. It's a long 25 seconds, Dave. Are you sure you told me the truth?
Well,
Bradford have the ball. There goes the hooter. Oldham 26, Bradford 22. And a rapturous round of applause from the spectators around. An absolutely fantastic day of rugby league. And I hope our commentary has done it justice. That was tremendous. And now the players all shaking hands in true rugby league style. and the crowd are that exciting, they're forgetting to boo the referee.